Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a hot pants style Reese breakdown and turning it into a proper jungle and old school DNB moment inside Ableton Live 12. And the big idea here is not just making the bass sound bigger. It's about transforming a simple Reese patch into an arrangement tool. Something that can create tension, breathe in the middle of the track, and then snap the energy right back into the drop. If you've heard classic DNB or jungle breakdowns, you already know the vibe. The listener gets a brief breath, but the track never really stops moving. The bass is still alive, the drums are still implied, and the whole section feels moody, smoky, and a little unstable in a really good way. So let's build this like a workflow, not just a sound design exercise. We're going to go from synth source, to subsplit, to resample, to chop, to filter, to distortion, and then into arrangement and automation. That's the repeatable method that saves time when you're making tracks fast. First, set up your project in a clean way. I like to start with a simple group structure: drums, bass, effects, and a reference track if you've got one. Inside the bass group, make one MIDI track for the resource, one track for the sub, and one audio track for resampling. Also, put a spectrum on the bass group and a utility at the end so you can check mono quickly. That's not just mixing housekeeping, that helps you make decisions faster, especially when the low end starts getting crowded. For tempo, somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM will give you that authentic jungle and DNB movement, though the same approach works at other tempos if the arrangement feels right. Now for the source sound, use Wavetable or analog as your starting point. Wavetable is great because it gives you enough control without needing any third-party tools. Start with two saw oscillators, or saw plus square if you want a slightly rougher edge. Detune them just a little, not too much. You want movement, not a trance pad. Keep the unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and use only a small amount of fine detune, somewhere around 5 to 15 cents. Then shape it with a low-pass filter and a bit of resonance. Keep the filter movement subtle at first. After the synth, add a saturator, then auto filter, then maybe chorus ensemble or a very light phaser flanger if you want a bit more swirl. Finish with EQ8 and utility. The goal is to keep the Reese wide in the mids, but not messy in the low end. And that's the key DNB principle here. The Reese gives you character, but the sub gives you authority. So don't make one patch do everything. Split the sub into its own layer. A simple sine wave from operator is perfect. Let that follow the same MIDI notes as the Reese. Keep it mono with utility set to 0 width, and make sure it stays clean. If needed, high pass around 25 to 30 HC just to remove rumble. On the Reese layer itself, high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 HC depending on the patch. That keeps the low end tight and leaves room for the kick and sub relationship to stay solid. Now write the phrase. Don't think full bassline yet. Think in terms of call and response. Start with a 2-bar idea, maybe one long note on bar 1, a short answer on the end of 3, then a lower note at the end of bar 2, and a little rest before the loop comes back around. That space matters. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass doesn't need to talk all the time. It needs to phrase like a performer. Try using the root note, then maybe a minor third or minor second for tension, and a fifth or octave if you want a lift. Vary the note lengths too. Even slight changes in note length can make the phrase feel more alive. A really useful mindset here is to think in states. A good breakdown bass usually has a few clear states: full, muted, thin, and reopened. If you build those states deliberately, the arrangement feels composed instead of accidental. Now here's where the lesson really starts to move. Resample the Reese. Once the source patch is working, print it to audio. You can set up an audio track to resample or route the bass track into a new audio track and record a few bars. Why resample? Because it gives you freedom, it makes the sound editable, it adds a bit of old-school grit, and it means you can chop, reverse, warp, and automate without constantly tweaking the synth. After recording, slice the audio into useful parts. Grab individual notes, little phrase fragments, tail pieces, and maybe one or two sustained wash sections. You can use slice to new MIDI track, or just keep it as audio and arrange it manually. Both approaches work. For this kind of breakdown, the audio itself often feels more musical, because you can treat it like a performance. Now process that resampled audio like a proper breakdown element. A practical chain would be EQ8, auto filter, saturator, drum bus or roar if you want more edge, maybe a very subtle echo for space, and then utility. This is where the movement happens. Automate the filter cutoff, so it sweeps from a darker zone into a brighter one over the course of the phrase. You might start around 200 to 500 HC and open it up toward 2 to 6 KHC depending on how aggressive you want it. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, so the sweep gets more vocal and gritty. Then drive the saturator a few dB more as you approach the transition. That little bit of extra compression and harmonic push can make the breakdown feel like it's leaning forward. If you want a more old-school feel, don't do everything with a smooth huge sweep. Try rhythmic or stepped movement instead. Small cutoff moves locked to the groove can feel a lot more like hardware and less like a modern EDM ramp. Also, a brief narrowing of width in the breakdown followed by a wider opening right before the drop is a really strong contrast move. And don't forget the drums. Even if the section is stripped back, the bass should still live in a drum break context. Add a chopped break, some ghost hats, a snare pickup, or a reversed hit before the bass comes back in. The bass phrase should leave holes for the snare to speak. If the snare disappears when the bass comes in, that's usually a sign the mid-range is fighting the break. Carve space before you add more processing. A really classic move is to let the breakdown run for 4 or 8 bars, with a Reese filtered and the break stripped back. Then open the bass and bring the drums back on the last bar or two. That tension and release is the whole game. For the transition into the drop, think small but effective. Open the auto filter over the final 2 bars. Add a little extra saturation on the last sustained note. Maybe throw in a reversed Reese tail or reverse hit. You can also briefly reduce stereo width and then open it back up when the drop lands. On the drum side, a snare fill, crash, or a short half-bar drum mute before the re-entry can make the return hit way harder. Also, use clip gain like a performance tool. Don't rely only on automation lanes. If one resampled bass hit should poke through more than the others, trim its clip gain. That gives the breakdown a more human, edited feel. And here's a very useful workflow tip. Save an edit-friendly version of the project. Keep one track with a raw MIDI synth, one with the printed audio, and one with your final arranged clip stack. That way, if you want to revise the phrase later, you're not rebuilding the whole thing from scratch. Now for mix discipline. Keep checking mono with utility. Watch the low mids, especially around 200 to 400 HZ, because that's where Reese patches can get boxy. Also listen for harshness in the 2 to 5 KHZ area. The bass can be intense there, but if it gets too sharp, it'll fight the breaks. And don't overwiden the sound too early. The breakdown can open up, sure, but the low end needs to stay stable so the drop feels like a real event. A good habit is to compare the breakdown level against the drop. The breakdown should usually feel slightly smaller in low end density. That way, when the drop comes back, the listener feels the impact instead of just hearing another loud section. If you want to push it darker or heavier, there are a few extra tricks. You can add a little saturator drive before the filter for more unstable harmonics. Roar or drum bus can thicken the mid-range on the resampled auto. A very short synced echo can add metallic movement to the tail, but keep the feedback low. You can also duplicate the Reese and process one copy more aggressively while keeping the original cleaner underneath. That parallel idea often preserves weight better than overdriving one chain too hard. Another great move is to treat the breakdown like a 4-bar conversation. Bar 1 full phrase, bar 2 reduced phrase, bar 3 filtered variation, bar 4 transition lift. That gives the section a clear arc. It tells the listener where the energy is going. And if you really want that old-school tension vibe, try a false drop. Open the filter, bring the drums back for a bar, then strip them out again. Used carefully, that can be killer in jungle. Just don't overuse it. So to recap the core workflow, build the Reese, split the sub, write a phrase with space, resample the mids, chop and process the audio, automate the filter and saturation, and arrange the drum context so the whole thing feels like a real DNB breakdown. If you practice this a few times, you'll have a repeatable method for jungle intros, old-school breakdowns, dark rollers, and even heavier bass music variations. And once you've got the workflow, it's fast. That's the real win. For a quick practice challenge, set a timer for 15 minutes. Build a detuned Reese in Waveitable. Write a 2-bar motif with one long note, one short answer, and one rest. Add a sine sub in operator. Record it to Audito. Slice the best moments. Add an auto filter sweep and a little saturator drive. Put a chopped break underneath. Then automate the final bar so the filter opens and the width increases slightly before the drop. Bounce it and listen in mono. That's the move. Make the breakdown feel like it belongs in a real jungle or DNB track, not just a sound design demo. All right, let's move on and get that Reese doing some serious work.